Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Carpet One Summer Convention in Denver, Colorado, and I'm with Eileen Shapiro, who last night at the shareholders meeting, it was announced that she's going to be retiring this fall. Eileen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Good to be with you. So it's been, 22 years ago that you got started with Carpet One? Talk about those early days.
Wow, 22 years. I can't believe how quickly they have passed by. When I started with Carpet One 22 years ago, we had a small little office in Atlanta, in addition to the offices that they had in St. Louis and in Manchester, New Hampshire. There were probably 10 people total in that office. There was one computer, and we would raise our hand and say, I need the computer at 10 o'clock, and I need it at 11 o'clock. And it was a company that was first growing. At that point, perhaps there were maybe 130 Carpet One members. And at that point, the membership director, Wally Heilman, said, our goal is to get 300 Carpet One members. That got me a little nervous, I'll tell you, Kemp, because I thought, well, we're at about 130, 140. I deal primarily with new members, bringing them on board, training them. And 300 is not that many away. And what am I going to do when we reach our goal? Well, as you know, we far exceeded that.
All right, so I understand you had a teaching background. Tell us about your first couple of days and how you found Carpet One.
Okay. As you can tell by my accent, I am not a native Atlantan. I was born up in New York, and when I graduated from college, I started teaching. I taught fourth grade for about 4 or 5 years and then raised my family. At a certain point, let's move forward to quite a number of years, when I decided to relocate from New York down to Atlanta, needed a job, went to a temporary agency. They got me a job that was with a company I had never heard of, Carpet One. It was supposed to be a three-day assignment, lasted 3.5 weeks, left for a week, and then was called back because someone had left their job, and I was offered a job at that time.
And now, I mean, as you retire, you're Senior Vice President of Operations, right?
It's been an incredible run. It started out, as I say, as an administrative assistant. Within about 8 months, we introduced a new program, and I was made manager at that time. Over the years, I've been involved on two different sides of the business, one with the members, starting out doing new member orientations, training the members, and overseeing the member services department. And on the other side, dealing with samples, getting the samples shipped out, and making sure that our members had all the new programs.
Part of this event of announcing your retirement, I know they've flown some family members out here, and it was kind of an emotional event last night, right?
I thought this was going to be done really low-key. When I was asked when I was going to tell the members that I was retiring, I thought, well, let's do it after convention. We can put the information out in a little write-up on our members' net, and I wouldn't be the center of attraction, and I would just go quietly into the night. I was absolutely shocked when at our stockholders meeting, Howard Brodsky, our CEO, started talking about one of the people in Carpet One retiring, called me up to the stage, and started doing a this is your life. In the middle of this, and in the middle of my sitting there crying and blubbering, they announced that they had flown in my daughter, her husband, and my grandson from Atlanta, and my son, who lives outside of Denver, came in and entertained us with a song. So it was very, very emotional.
All right, now tell us why you're retiring.
Because I'm old. No, you know, I've looked around and I've seen how one doesn't know what tomorrow brings. It's been a wonderful experience. Carpet One is like family to me. But I also realize that while I still have my health and I'm still able to travel and do things, that maybe it's time that I say, this is it.
Okay. As you look back over 22 years, a couple of just the greatest highlights, name one or two of them, if you will.
I have to say, first off, that the highlight of being in Carpet One has been the members. It has been an experience since I start off with them as brand new members, and they come in, and especially at their first convention, they have a deer in the headlights look. They're overwhelmed by what they see. They can't believe all of the benefits that they have in Carpet One. It has just been a joy to see them grow. It's almost like being a kindergarten teacher, starting them off at the bottom and watching them grow. It's also been a highlight to see how far Carpet One has gone, introducing the Beautiful Guarantee, introducing the Lees program, the Bigelow program, the Relaxedly, the Tigressa, the Resista, all these new tools that we have given to the members. Another highlight has been the introduction of the Healthier Living Installation Program, which has really been a wonderful differentiator for our members. There are so many, I don't want to take up too much more of your time with them.
Okay, Eileen, well, thanks for spending time with our audience, and good luck in retirement. I did want to share your story with our listeners. Again, been talking to Eileen Shapiro, who's retiring from Carpet One, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.